made this decision relatively quickly. Why now? At the end of the day, we believe this gives our team the best opportunity to have the most success this season, the success that we expect, and going forward long term.
All right, so that's Bucks general manager John Hurst again talking about the firing of Jason Kidd yesterday, just hours before the Phoenix Suns were going to be playing the Bucks. Bucks pick up a win, 109-105, but now the questions begin. Joining us this morning on our five-star telecom talk and text line, she's the host of CBS Sports Radio's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy Lawrence, back on the show. Thanks again for joining us. How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're doing good. We're, we're a little bit shocked here in the state of Wisconsin this morning. I don't know if shocked is the right word. I've actually been talking about Jason Kidd's job with the Bucks and whether or not this was going to be a long-term thing for some time now. But yesterday when the news broke that Jason Kidd was no longer the head coach of the Bucks, there was a bit of scrambling going on. So, Amy, your perspective on the firing of Jason Kidd, what this means for the Bucks going forward, are they going to entertain a coaching search? According to the general manager, they're going to be putting Joe Prunty in for the rest of the season.
Yeah, a guy that I would say 98% of American sports fans have never heard of.
Yes,
a bad thing. It doesn't mean he can't coach. It just means here you are, you're stuck, right? I mean, this is about the midway point of the season. I know people look at the All-Star break and say that's the midway, but they've actually reached the midway point of the season. Most teams have played 42, 43 games. And if you're going to stick with Joe Prunty and a member of Jason Kidd's staff, it doesn't really make any sense to me. I feel like if you were determined enough to make a change halfway through the season, when your team is above 500 still, even with the skid lately, and is a team that is right now in the playoff picture in the East, then you probably should go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity and find another coach. I mean, in-season firings are always odd anyway. I understand sometimes late, let's say in the NFL season where you've got 2 weeks to go, the whole mess with Ben McAdoo and the New York Giants, that was understandable. If there's some type of friction or a chemistry issue that can't be resolved or a coach has, quote, lost a locker room, but that's clearly not the case because the Bucks star, Giannis, he's the one who actually told Jason Kidd, right, that he was going to get fired or at least confirmed that it was happening yesterday. And offered to vouch for him. So they kind of put themselves into a difficult position here. If you're going to make a change with this much time left in the season, I feel like you better darn sure have a plan. And I mean, no offense to Coach Prunty, but if you're making a change, then make a change.
Right.
It seems like one of those trigger-happy moves. Like, hey, we expected more. They made the playoffs last year. They're supposed to be moving forward, not taking steps back. I need more. And I understand they're not performing well. I mean, they're ranked pretty low when it comes to offense and defense. But when you make a change this early in the season, well, then you need to be able to fill that spot.
You know, Amy, too, they lost to Hammond, obviously, their general manager earlier, in the offseason here. But when they made those moves, they made two big moves already this season. Obviously, the one last night firing Jason Kidd, but also when they brought Eric Bledsoe to town, too. Now, of course, Jabari Parker, he's going to be coming back. Maybe we were looking at his homers, but we were thinking the Bucks might be a top three team in the East. Are we just being homers, or is that a legit thought?
A lot can happen over the course of another few months. I mean, think about the Cleveland Cavaliers and everything they're going through right now. It's become so bad they're pointing fingers at a guy for not playing in a game where he was dizzy and couldn't stand up straight. I mean, I understand, again, like I get the frustration because the hopes were high for this season for the Bucks, considering what they did last year in the playoffs. Obviously one of their stars being in his prime, but the way that Giannis has really kind of catapulted onto the scene. And yeah, you talk about getting back reinforcements and having other players join the fight. To me, it feels like it's way too early to start going drastic, especially when they are in the playoff picture. They are above 500. Maybe they're just looking for a shakeup that they think will spark the locker room. But again, if your number one player is willing to go to the owners and say, no, this is the coach for me, then this could actually blow up in their faces.
Yeah. Again, we're on here with Amy Lawrence, host of After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. And Amy, you were talking earlier this morning about that Kevin Love situation in Cleveland. I'd like to spend just a minute talking about that as well. The idea that the Cleveland Cavaliers would blame Kevin Love for their issues is about as, it's about as crazy as anything I could really think of right now, at least in the world of the NBA. The Cavs' problems are multiple. They don't defend well. They don't have a lot of youth on this team right now. But you were spending some time on your show this morning talking about the absurdity of Kevin Love being blamed. Now we read a report that, of course, you know, Kevin Love is working this out with teammates. What do you think is really going on in Cleveland, and can their season be salvaged? Can they make it back to a fourth consecutive finals to face the Warriors?
Now, that part I don't know, because I can't predict the future. But yes, all is not lost.
Put on
your future. Here we are talking about the Bucks making a change when they're above 500 and seventh in the East. The Cavaliers are third in the East, and they've been above 500 all season long. And I know they've only won four of their last 14 games. Their defense is abysmal, but that cannot be a surprise. I mean, they didn't make any changes to help their defense. So considering how poor it was last year, I don't know why they would expect that it would be any better this year when they didn't make any changes for defense. And of course, Tristan Thompson has been out, which makes it even harder for them to play D. I feel like with the Cavaliers, we come to this point every year, and at the trade deadline the last several seasons, they've brought in veterans like a Kyle Korver. A couple years ago, it was Channing Frye. Going back, three seasons ago, maybe, it was J.R. Smith. But, you know, they've added pretty much whatever it is that they think they need and that LeBron James wants. It's an older team. Again, I don't know why they're surprised by this. And Isaiah Thomas just came back in the first week of January. They've got a bunch of moving parts and a ton of injuries, and they're older, and they already stunk on defense. So none of this should be an issue. I think in the past, or I guess none of it should be a surprise. In the past, they've been able to kind of flip that switch because LeBron James can take over games, and I think that maybe the expectation of the regular season not meaning that much because we're just going to bide our time and be ready for the playoffs. It's absurd that they would go after Kevin Love because he's second on the team in scoring, second on the team in minutes. He leads the team in rebounding. The guy is doing what he's done since he's gotten there. It just seems like he always turns into the fall guy. He always turns into the scapegoat. I had a guy called my show this morning, which, I mean, this is how absurd it is to blame Kevin Love. He actually swears this is the Kardashians' fault, that one of them is pregnant somehow by Kevin Love. And that he has it on good authority because there's a guy he knows who works for the arena. I mean, it's become that absurd. Wow. But again, you cannot possibly look at that team and think that team isn't going to be dangerous, because this is the same like refrain that was going around last winter when they didn't win the East, you know, when they didn't have the number one seed, when they went through these swoons during the season. Their defense was so bad, and then what happened, guys? They didn't lose a game until the third game against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they essentially swept through. You know, that was the only game they lost. Now, I don't know if they're good enough to get back. I feel like everybody else around them has gotten better because this is what you have to do. We knew the rest of the NBA was going to have to step up to the challenge of unseating the Warriors and the Cavaliers after three straight years. So the Celtics are better. I mean, I don't know that I trust the Raptors, but at least right now they're playing well. The Rockets look fantastic. I mean, you've got a lot of teams that are playing really well, not to mention the defending NBA champion. So can they get back there? I don't know. But I'm not sure this team is all that different, other than changing point guards, and Isaiah Thomas is just trying to come back from this hip injury.
Amy, just switching gears here a little bit. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but NFL here, the Minnesota Vikings, what are they going to do with their quarterback situation next season?
Gosh, I wish I knew. This is going to be one of the biggest question marks to be answered in the offseason. I know Mike Zimmer loves Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, that was his guy. How do you – he's not under contract, but he's still in his rookie contract, so to speak, right? So they didn't pick up his option, but he still is a guy that's learning, lost 18 months on the job. All the potential that they saw in him, you know, maybe it's still there. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. But he's so young, and they believe so much in him. I don't know how you can move on from Case Keenum. It would seem to me like Sam Bradford is the odd man out, and it's nothing against Sam personally, just that here's another year in which he hasn't played, and he is he is an injury prone guy. I mean, it's not his fault. He works really hard. It's just that he's got knee issues, and he will always have knee issues. And so I don't know how you pay him as a starting quarterback again when you don't know whether or not he's going to be reliable. In my opinion, if it was me making the choice, I think I would probably go Case. After everything that's happened this season, how can you not believe that he isn't the right fit for your team? And then Teddy, and let those two guys battle it out in preseason and training camp. And in my opinion, Sam should be the odd man out. Again, if you're forcing me to make a decision, only because of all the injuries he's gone through the last couple of years.
Yeah, Sam's a great guy, injury prone. I remember talking to him after he had a really good season in St. Louis. He was, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and then he tore his ACL again in the devastation that was just in Sam's voice at the time.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, he had a really good season with the Vikings a year ago. He had career numbers. It's just that the team wasn't very good.
Well, when Norv Turner quits on you after 5 games, you're like, okay, this is going to go downhill pretty fast. Well, Amy Lawrence, we surely do appreciate you. I know you're on your way to Minneapolis at some point this week, I'm sure. You're going to be doing
next week.
Oh, next week.
I'll be there Tuesday. And then I get to go to Wisconsin to see my Grammy Helen when the work is
done. There you go. Well, we'll make sure to send her a shout-out, too, when you're in town. Again, Amy Lawrence, host of CBS Sports Radio After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Follow her on Twitter. Great follow. @ALawRadio. We surely do appreciate your time again. And we hope to make this a fairly regular connection. Amy, have a great day.
Anytime, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks a bunch.